Failing is just part of the process. Your failures are just building blocks that you use to build success. So don't look at failure as something to be scared of. Look at failure as a necessity. The faster you fail, the more you fail, okay, as long as you're making iterations and changes on the way and you're learning from the failure, is the faster it is, I would say, is to become successful. What's going on, family? Hope you're doing well. It's your boy Roms. Today we're gonna talk about why you need to stop playing small. Every single one of us has a purpose. Every single one of us should be doing the things that God has called us to do. We should be living the life that God has called us to live, but we play small. The fact is, every single one of us was put on this earth for a purpose. Every single one of us. And although that purpose may look different in different times of our lives or different seasons of our lives, okay, we do have a purpose. And I know that you know that too. I know that you know that because there are things that you're doing in your life, the times and there's been seasons in your life and in my life where I haven't felt fulfilled. I haven't felt like I'm doing the very things that I should be doing. And like I said, these things change throughout our lives. The different seasons, we have different, our purpose looks different in different seasons, okay? But fulfillment is an amazing gauge as to know if we're doing the right thing, if we know we're doing, you know, what we've been put on earth to do. And the funny thing is that for one person, fulfillment will look different to another. And the thing is about when it comes to fulfillment in itself, right, or purpose in itself, they typically come as a pair, but they don't always come as a pair. Sometimes when you're in your purpose, you may at that moment in time you may not feel fulfilled, because sometimes in that purpose means that they're suffering. I know, in that purpose, sometimes it might mean that, you know, there's a time when God is refining you, God is pruning you, God is doing things to build your character, or allowing life to play out to build your character, right? So although you may be in your purpose, you may not always feel fulfilled. However, when it does come to fulfillment, there are times when you may be using your gifts and your talents. You may have achieved material success or success that the society would determine as being successful, but you may still feel like there's a gap in your soul and you're not fulfilled. And that's why there's so many people that they go on, they do great things when it comes to being successful according to society. They achieve crazy things. They're able to make a lot of money. They're able to get the best awards, or, you know, break records, or do just create crazy businesses, or do crazy projects and change the way society looks. And then you'll find out that they're doing something completely different later on in life, or that you find out they hit the top of that mountain and they decide to switch. And it's because they feel like they're not fulfilled, or they feel like they're not living it in your purpose, or in their purpose. Or it may just mean that they're just in a different season. So I don't know where you stand today. I don't know where you are today. However, I do know that you're here for a purpose. I do know that, you know, you're here to live a life of fulfillment. You're here to make a difference. Those of you that are not playing small, those of you that are living the life that you've been called to live, and you're stepping into the purpose that God has for you, you're stepping into everything that you should be doing, you know, I'm here for you and I believe in you. Continue to please keep doing what you're doing. But those of you that are playing small, those of you that are not doing the very things that you know you should be doing because you're allowing self-doubt, you're allowing fear, you're allowing all these different things to stop you, this video is for you. And it's time to stop it. It's time to stop playing small. When we are playing small, when we are living a life where, you know, we're not fulfilled or we're not within our purpose, it's easy to feel lost. It's easy to feel discouraged. And we may look at somebody else's life. We look at what they're doing, and then we decide to try and do what they're doing to try and get that same level of fulfillment, or, you know, that or feel like we're living it or working or living within our purpose, right? But what is fulfilling for one person may not be fulfilling for you. What is one person's purpose may not be your purpose. So don't get caught up in looking to the left and looking to the right. Understanding that you're individual, understanding that you're unique, understanding that you have a God-given purpose to live on this earth. You have a God-given purpose to make a difference in society. You have a God-given purpose to make a difference on this earth. Simple as that. You may hear individuals talk about their purpose. You may hear people talk about the vision that they've got for their life. And they may have this massive plan. They've got this, you know, these action steps of they're going to do this on this in this day, and, you know, in 1 year, in 3 years, in 5 years, this is what they're going to do, right? And you may not have that, and that's absolutely fine, because if I'm being truthful, if I'm being honest, it's very rare that you hear anybody say that God has given them, you know, the full picture of their life, that God has given them, you know, everything that they're going to be doing in their life. Because often what God does is he gives us a glimpse into our future, gives us an idea of what we're going to be doing, but he very rarely gives us the full blueprint in regards to the plans that we need to fulfill, every step that we need to take. Because he doesn't really give us the whole staircase, he typically just gives us the next step. And sometimes that next step is just to be faithful and just be persistent in what you're doing right now. And that's a conversation for another day, but that in itself can be very powerful. Maybe you're already in your purpose. Maybe you're already doing what you should be doing in this season in your life, and you just need to be persistent. Maybe that's for you. For others, it may be steps that you need to take that you haven't taken. Maybe there's a move to a different area that you should have done and you haven't done it yet. Maybe it's a new career change that you should have made. You should have made that shift and you haven't made that shift yet. Or maybe it's a new job and you haven't stepped out to try and step into that new season of your life. So sometimes it's those kind of changes, the changes there where, you know, they're massive life changes, but those are the changes that are going to bring you into the next step or the next season of your life. But until you make that step, you're going to be stuck going around in circles. Or maybe for some of us, it might be a thing of, you know, we need to actually let go of the things that are distracting us from our purpose. Because we're human. We don't have capacity to do every and anything, you know, that comes our way. There are going to be tons of opportunities, especially this day and age, for us to, you know, build different businesses or do different projects or have different careers. Or, you know, there's so many opportunities nowadays, especially in the internet age, right? We've got distractions left, right and center. But the fact is, you're one person and you can't do everything. So if that's the case, that would mean that we need to actually pick and choose wisely what we do. And for some of us, maybe it's a thing of, you know, we're doing too much and we need to let go of the things that are actually stopping us from moving forward within our purpose. Things that are stopping us that, you know, that's taking too much of our time and too much of our capacity away from us being able to focus on the things that we should be focusing on. Because that's important too. So it's always important to audit what you're doing at this moment in time so that we can think about things that we may need to drop so that we can have even more focus on the things that we should be doing. But what is it for you? Is it the fact that you haven't done the things that you need to do? Or is it the fact that you're doing too many things? You need to drop some things. Only you're going to know that, right? But let's get into the reasons why people play small. Because there are some common threads throughout life. If you talk to different individuals, a lot of people will come up with the same reasons as to why they haven't stepped into the life that they believe that they can live. Or they haven't stepped into the purpose that they believe that God has called them to step into. Let's go through a couple of them right now. Okay, so there are three key things that I believe stop us from stepping into the life that we've been called to live. Or three things that I believe people allow to stop them from moving forward, right? And the first one is fear. See, fear is something that every single one of us would have experienced at some point in our lives. Speak to most people right now, they have a fear of something, and that's the reason why they haven't taken that next step. That could be the fear of other people's opinions. It could be the fear of failure. The fear of failure just needs a mindset shift. You just need to shift the way you look at failure in the sense that don't look at failure as failure, because failure is necessary. You're not going to find anybody on this planet that's done anything of significance without failing. How can you shoot for the stars without missing sometimes? Let's be real. You're not going to have, you know, an elite NBA player take the last shot to try and win the game and win the game every single time. There are going to be times when they miss. There are going to be times when they take that shot when so much is counting on that one shot, but they miss. Failing is just part of the process. Your failures are just building blocks that you use to build success. So don't look at failure as something to be scared of. Look at failure as a necessity. The faster you fail, the more you fail, okay, as long as you're making iterations and changes on the way and you're learning from the failure, is the faster it is, I would say, is to become successful. Because you find out tons of ways how you shouldn't do something. Shift your mindset and shift your focus when it comes to failure. Shift your perspective when it comes to failure. Failure is necessary. If you continue to avoid failure, you're never going to be successful. If you continue to avoid failure, you're never going to achieve anything of significance. Understand that. If you don't understand that and you never get the grasp of that, you're never going to achieve anything. Please do not have a fear of failure. Shift that mindset of failure. Shift that idea around failure. and put a different frame around failure, because failure is so necessary. Failure is something that winners eat for breakfast. Failure is something that winners wake up and they attack it. When they lose, it's fine. And they're like, cool, I've learned a lesson today. Just use that lesson to make that change to improve on the next time. Failure is such a necessity. Don't let it eat you alive. Don't let the failure stop you from becoming all that God has called you to be and doing all that God has called you to do. The fear of other people's opinions. My question for you today is, do you live life to please God or to please man? Do you live life to please the other person across the road, the people on your social media that don't really care about you? They don't really care what you're up to. They don't really care if you're rich or if you're broke or if you're successful or if you're not. No one really cares. But who are you living for? Who are you trying to impress? Are you trying to make a change and make a positive dent in society and in culture and in other people's lives, in humanity? Or are you trying to just play status games? What is it? Forget about other people's opinions. You're going to get other people's opinions anyway, no matter what you do. Because the fact is, the majority of people that have opinions about what you're going to do or what you're doing, they're coasting through life. They're not trying to do anything of significance. The majority of people that ever have to say something to somebody else about what they're doing with their life are currently not doing anything with theirs. Because when you're doing something with your life, when you're trying to do something of significance, you don't have time to look left or to look right. You don't have time to be focused on other people. You don't have time to focus on yourself, to forget about other people's opinions. Go and do what you're doing. Because the opinions of other people are going to be based on what they believe society sees as successful, or what society sees as a failure. But if you're looking to live life to please God, if you're looking to live a life of purpose and of significance, then it means that you're going to have to take a different route to everybody else. You're going to have to take the road that's less traveled. So of course you're going to have the opinions of other people that don't understand your journey. The opinions of people that don't understand where you're going. They don't understand your heart. They don't understand your purpose and your calling. Forget about those people. Go and do what you know you should be doing. People are going to misunderstand you. Some, not on purpose. Some of them will just misunderstand because they just don't understand where you're coming from. Others are going to try to misunderstand you on purpose. But you cannot give your energy, you cannot give your focus to those kind of people. You don't have time for it. And a lot of people are going to be jealous that you have the courage to live a life of purpose. You have the courage to live a life of significance because they're too scared to step out and do what they should be doing. They're too scared to step out and live a life of fulfillment or to live a life of purpose. And they're jealous that you're going to be doing that. So they're going to have so much to say because, you know, they can't be where you are and they can't do what you're doing. They're going to try and pull you down to their level. Do not stoop to their level. Ignore those people. Ignore those people that are going to be hating on you, that are going to be talking about you, and go and do the things that you know you should be doing. And one other fear is the fear of the unknown. Hey, guys, none of us can tell the future. None of us know what's going to happen in the future in the sense of how things are going to play out. But what makes the world of a difference is if you understand and if you know the person who holds the future. And God holds that future. When you understand who holds the future and you know that God has your future in his hands, then you have nothing to worry about. Because you know that eventually everything will work out for your good. Everything will work out for the purpose that God has for you. So don't worry about knowing what's going to happen in the future. There's no need to be scared about the future when you know who holds the future. Because that's where the power is. Understand who holds the future and you won't be scared of the future. Whatever happens in your future, whatever the future holds, the one who holds the future has you in the palm of their hands. Whatever the future holds, you are in the hands of the one who holds the future. So there's no need to worry. Okay, so that's the fears out of the way. The second major thing, okay, is self-doubt. Oh my goodness. The lack of confidence that we have in ourselves is insane. And this is another key reason why we don't step out and we decide to play small and we decide to shrink back and live average lives rather than attempt to do things that are going to shift history. And there are different places where self-doubt stems from. One of them being looking at our current circumstance or situation. When we look at our current circumstance or current situation and we view our life and our future through that lens, it means that we often do not believe that we can achieve anything of significance and we begin to doubt ourselves. We need to reframe that. Just because our current circumstance or our current situation looks like or says one thing, it doesn't mean that that's what our future is going to look like. Because you're not in a position you want to be in your life now, it doesn't mean that you're not going to be in that position in the future. Just because society may look at you in a certain light, just because culture may look at you in a certain way, it's important that you do not allow that to stop you believing in yourself, and that you don't allow that to stop you from stepping out and to keep you to keep you shrinking back and to keep you playing small. We have to make sure we don't view ourselves through that lens. But this is a key area where self-doubt will come from. If we're looking at ourselves through society's eyes or through culture's eyes, and maybe our circumstance doesn't look like another person's who looks successful, and then we begin to have self-doubt because we don't look like that individual, or we don't live up to the standards of society or of culture. Screw that. Forget that. Don't look at your life. Don't look at who you are through that lens. Look at who you are through God's lens. And you'll come from a completely different place when you're stepping out to do God's work, when you're stepping out to become the person that you believe that you should be, when you're stepping out to do the things that God has called you to do. When it also comes to self-doubt, what we tend to do is we look at where we are now in regards to our skill set or our maturity or our understanding. And we believe that this is the person that we're going to be when we're in the place where God has called us to be in the future. Right? It doesn't matter where you are now. If that is irrelevant, if you submit to the process, you're not going to be the same person you are now in 10 years. You're going to be a completely different person. You're going to get skilled up. You're going to become more mature. You're going to have better understanding of who you are, of whose you are, and of what you should be doing. Don't be looking at who you are now. Don't look at your skill set now. Don't look at your maturity level now. Don't look at your understanding now. Understand that that's all going to develop and you're going to become the person that you need to be in order to fulfill your purpose. The number one thing when it comes to self-doubt, though, I believe it comes from us putting all of our faith and all of our belief and all of our understanding in ourselves, right? So we look at ourselves when we believe that we need to know everything. We need to understand everything. We need to believe that we're the ones that's going to make it happen. And it's like, no, that's just not really how it works. We're here to build with God. We're not just here to build on behalf of God. We're here to build with Him. He will build with you. He will do what He needs to do in you for you to become the person that you need to be. He will do what He needs to do in you, and He will do it with you when it comes to building. Don't just lean on your own understanding. Lean on God. Lean on the understanding of God. To understand that He has every single answer. He knows what your future looks like. He knows how to get you to where you need to get to. He knows the people He wants you to influence, the people He wants you to impact, the lives that He wants you to change. Because it's all about people. Everything that we do is about people. If it doesn't impact people positively, then it's not really significant. But God will do it with you. Don't just lean on your own understanding. Lean on God. Don't put your belief all in you and your ability. Lean on God. You're going to do the work. You're going to put in time. You're going to develop your skill set. You're going to develop your mindset. You're going to have to do work yourself, but you can only do things up until a certain point, and God will do the rest. And that's what's so powerful. So self-doubt comes from us really believing that we are it, that we are the beginning and we are the end, and we're not. We're just part of the puzzle. God finishes it. God starts things and God finishes it. So when you have that belief, when you understand that everything's in God's hands, when you understand that where you can't finish things or where you fall short, God will complete it. When you have that mindset and you believe that, it takes all the pressure off of you because you know that God will complete His work. God will do the things that you can't do. Just do all you can to be equipped. Just do all you can to be in the right places. Just do all you can to make sure that you've yielded your life to God, that you're walking with Him daily, and He will do the rest. The bottom line is we don't understand who we are because we don't understand whose we are. Once you understand whose we are, then you understand who you are. But I say all of that just to say this. Stop playing small. You are needed. You're unique. You have unique God-given talents. You have unique God-given gifts. You have unique God-given ways of doing things. We need you. Society needs you. Humanity needs you. It needs you to use your gifts. It needs you to use your talents. It needs your different perspective on things. Stop playing small. You're needed. Step into all that God has called you to be so that you can do all the things that God has called you to do because you're needed. Now stop playing small and step out Guys, don't forget to hit like, subscribe if you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening on the podcast, hit follow. And don't forget to drop me a message on Instagram if you listen to the podcast or watch on YouTube. I love conversating with you guys. God bless, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.